Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I'm pre-recording this just due to the fact that I might as well let you know. Last week, I lost a really, my oldest friend. And so I told you I've been kind of helping with hospice and so forth. And so it was truly a pleasure and a blessing to be able to be so close, to be able to help so much. And my help still goes out to the family and so forth. And so with that, I've just got so much on my plate in providing the compassionate services and the other needed things that I promise. So anyway, with that, I just wanted to let you know that these pre-recordings will be continuing for a little bit, but that doesn't mean that the news is going anywhere. As you can tell, there's nothing that happens in a flash. It's all over, and now we have to just analyze it and put it to bed. As a matter of fact, it doesn't seem like anybody or anything wants to go to bed anymore. I also want to let you know that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this is the only show that will talk about what it takes and the process, which is the states standing up for their constitutional authority over their constitution. It's a compact written form by the states. It is theirs. They are the stakeholders. Only they have the authority to change the Constitution or make anything that is not delegated within the Constitution constitutional. In other words, it's about the Constitution. It's not about abortion because there's nothing in the Constitution about abortion. That's all about the states and their Constitution. The same thing with energy, the same thing with education, the same thing with all of the problems that are coming from Mordor on the Potomac, which is a Mike Church term or metaphor, which I love. And so I got to give kudos to the originator with these things. Don't want to be a copycat. I deal with people copying my stuff all the time now. Anyway, the listen number is 605-562-4209 or 605-313-0599. Still don't have a date yet, but I, with all this on my plate, I will probably be getting with a good doctor, Dr. Vile, next week. I'll send him an email to find out if he's going to be available next week. And so we'll try to connect and do some recordings then. Just like I said, I got a lot on my plate. I want to jump into the ICE operations that just kicked off, but you know, let's kind of let that news kind of flush out. We have been told, and I've been saying that, you know, there was back in Roosevelt's day, and I think it actually started with Herbert Hoover, who started, you know, floating the idea of deporting Mexicans. And it ended up, you know, rolling and, you know, gaining. These types of ideas grow legs and they start moving. And what ended up happening was they kicked off what was called Operation Wetback. Go look it up. I believe Roosevelt, Truman, and I think it was put on steroids in the 50s under Ike. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, Ike is a Republican. Republicans are haters. Well, that's not true. But there is something to be said regarding preserving our culture and protecting our nation. We have a commitment. We have a constitution that makes sure that we have a vetting process and so forth. And, you know, as I mentioned in Dr. Vile, my last interview with him, there is a problem when you happen to border a country where that country is treating their folks so bad. And the quality of life and everything else. And in this country, we have a bunch of unconstitutional programs of entitlement. Well, heck, why not go to the land of the handouts? If we start complying to the Constitution, people wanting to come here will not want to come here anymore. Or they would want to come here, but they would want to come here to work, not to just sit in LA and collect all sorts of money, give free healthcare and so forth, right? Anyway, there's also, you know, there's all the hot news, like Trump's Twitter flashing and you know, poking the freshman congresswoman in the eye and getting them to say, hey, you know, go back to where you came from, Omar. He didn't say that, but obviously those undertones were obviously within those tweets. And I'm okay with that. Absolutely okay with that. Don't come here and disparage and make criticism regarding our constitutional republic that made it possible for you to get where you are today. It's not like, it's not like where you came from. You know where you came from. You would be silenced. You'd be put in a burqa, and you would probably, you know, be carrying, you know, you would be elevated back down to a lower class society, because there are societies and cultures that have like caste systems and so forth. That's what those cultures are. Our culture is different. And if you do not understand, and I've said this before, anybody that that clings to the ideology of the Quran and the Hadiths, they cannot support individual liberty and individual sovereignty when the doctrine states that all must be converted, that Islam must control the land. And that what that means is that they want to set up Sharia law, they want to start oppressing, and then they want to actually create demitude or enslaving people and so forth. I mean, that's what happens everywhere where they take over. They eventually set up caliphates. I mean, it's not a, there has yet to be a nation of Islam. In the history, I think there has been some nations that were pretty free flourishing, but there was still it was still a theocracy. You still could only practice, you know, that and openly practice that religion. They allowed and they were a little more tolerant, but I'm telling you, the way they have been able to assemble, and how do these ideologies evolve and drift? It is because of the access of information. You got to understand that the whole reason, as I told you before, Islam was created was because of the Ishmaelites. The Ishmaelites were primarily living on the word of mouth. They didn't have printing press. They didn't have the internet. So how was it that they were all going to be able to read the good words of Isaiah, the good words of Moses, the good words of the prophets of Israel? Because those were the people that they were following. They supported them. And so the point is if they didn't have the prints, then it was all had to be used by word of mouth, and there was a lot of commingling of other doctrines and ideologies, which created polytheism, or, you know, where there's multiple different flavors and faiths and beliefs that they started suffering. And that's what caused Muhammad to actually take the stand of saying there is only one God, that God is Allah. And he decided to take a completely opposite direction after thousands of years of the Ishmaelites being, you know, co-brethren with their brethren of Israel. He decided to take them in a 180 direction away from Israel and became enemies with their half-brothers. So if you start looking at it, and that's why, you know, I don't want to go down this path again, but we have to have some honest dialogues. Now that we have access to all this information, now that we have good academic level information, source documents and so forth, now we can actually have these conversations, because back, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago and so forth, and that's how these societies evolved, because they started making it up as they went along, and they started breaking away. And now the people understand, oh, you know, there are much more stringent requirements for Islam. That's why you have Sharia law. That's why there are caliphates being created again. It's not like these things are just making it up as they go along. They're actually discovering these things and this doctrine and ideology. And it goes in the same vein with Christianity and every other religion. We are in the age of information where we're able to actually capture these historic documents and actually share them with everybody. It's no longer word of mouth. It's word of internet. It's word of information, of overflow, or an overwhelming abundance of information. Anyway, the news isn't going anywhere, whether it be the predominant weather, such as Tropical Storm Brown, hurricanes and earthquakes. I mean, California was shaking, and now, Indonesia and other places, Australia. We're seeing a lot of earthquakes in diverse places. Not along the San Andreas Fault in California. They're finding them in, Australia. Anyway, so we have a lot to go through, and we're going to go through them today, tomorrow, or what have you. And then we'll probably get into a 2 or 3 day academic focus back on the ratification debates. And what I want to do is I want to start preparing and start building the stage of what the Constitution is, because we're heading into Constitution Day. And I can see I'm coming up on a break. So when we come back, we will talk about some of the groveling. But let me just go into the break, letting you know that we do have a crowdfunding out on GoFundMe. It's reclaimingtherepublic.org. The only money we're really looking for, to go to the very bottom, we're only looking to hopefully get reimbursed for our travel expenses that we've already had to spend in doing good work in trying to save the Constitution, because I'm here to tell you, if this doesn't happen, we will be ruining the day, because the Bolshevik Revolution will be here by 2024. So with that, I will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. So let me just start off with the Red State Coffee. If you're a coffee connoisseur, go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and get yourself, you just click on the link, it's right there on the homepage. Just go get yourself some Red State Coffee. And in doing so, you know, one of the things you're going to be doing is you're going to be supporting the show. But if you think this coffee is good, then give me a call, 425 270 5416. That's our comment line. That's because we don't have a live show because I'm having to do pre-recordings. By all means, let me know what you think of the coffee and your 10-second, 15-second little blip. Just make it, you know, short, concise, succinct. We'll love it, and we'll put it up on the air for you. Because we're looking to actually, I've been trying for a couple of months. I was supposed to be setting up these commercials, and I haven't yet. And that's just because, as you know, I've got a lot on my plate. So doing this show takes a lot of focus, and trying to do all the ancillary things such as updating ads, promos, and so forth has had to take a backseat. And I apologize. And I apologize to those good folks at Red State, because I want to get an ad out there. I have to apologize to G. Edward Griffin. I wanted to create an ad for him for his Red State Expo. But anyway, sometimes there are things such as life and death that actually have to trump the daily routines, as I stated earlier. So anyway, if you want to, you know, try one of the best coffees out there, because this is lauded as one of the best gourmet coffees, give it a try. Now, with that, we do need your help. We would love to have financial help, but what the support or the help that we really need is your time. We need you to start taking a lead role in being a champion for the Constitution. We need constitutional crusaders in every state. We have some. We just need to get you engaged in working through and doing some help for us or what have you. And as a matter of fact, I got to reach back into Tennessee and find out what's the status on some of the stuff. You got to keep these balls in the air. And I know it's really hard for me to keep track or keep on top of these things, you know, keeping people on task, because we need to get these things done in a timely manner, but we need your help. And so please, if you want to run for office, I've been saying this for a little while now, let us know. We want to help you. We want to help get behind you. If you want to be a champion for the Constitution, you're willing to sign our pledges and so forth. Anywho, let me kind of just move forward. As you know, Constitution Day is coming up. This coming week, we will be having the 17th of the month, which means we are literally 2 months away from Constitution Day. So what are you going to do? Let us know so we can actually get that information out there. We're going to start about a month prior to 3 weeks prior or so, because I know everybody has kind of dynamic schedules anyway. We'll start letting people know what's going on, maybe in a town near you. We want to thank you for tuning in. We have been growing. As a matter of fact, we've been hitting and penetrating the top 10 on streaming with TalkStream Live as far as how they rank and everything else. So please, help us continue to grow this show. Help us actually start poking Fox and the mainstream media in the eye. The fact that they, for a reason, do not talk about Agenda 21. For a reason, they do not put focus on whether this is constitutional. I mean, they have these constitutional experts that they want to call them, like Judge Napolitano. Judge Napolitano believes in the drifting of the Constitution. I used to think that he believed in the hard, fast contract, but you got to understand, he's from the Boys Club, so he can't be too disparaging towards the lawyers and politicians who come from the, you know, law schools and so forth. And so I'm here to tell you that none of these constitutional experts really understand. And even when I talk with Dr. Vile, we completely disagree, or not completely, but we disagree significantly enough regarding the Constitution, because he feels it's okay to drift along. He doesn't care about what the ratification debates state. He doesn't care about the terms of the contract as it was agreed upon. He cares about, you know, the consensus, population, and democracy. And that's the tone of even most Republicans. That's the danger of the establishment. And we're here to tell you that if you want to get involved and you want to start learning, get other people to start tuning into this show. Help us grow this show so that we have more constitutional crusaders I would love it if DHS, because when the communists take over, DHS is going to capture us. They're going to shut us down, and who knows, I might get arrested. It doesn't matter. What matters is the truth, and we're going to get into some of the truth as it's being reported or not being reported coming up. As one of the truths or one of the facts that I always tell you is, as I've perused the news today and over the weekend, I've seen no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. It is going to continue oppressing. It is going to continue laying tyranny upon us until we take a stand and get the states to do their job. Our only course of action and our only way we're going to survive as a constitutional republic is getting the states to do their job. Okay? It's that simple. So with that, let me kind of hit some things that have happened in the news. It really didn't go anywhere, but I want to give you the details, as you'd probably get these things from G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Now, we're getting more and more government-backed division, or at least promises of government-backed divisiveness in the name of racism, in the name of climatology, in the name of all sorts of different tools and mechanisms and ways to deliver their tyranny. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris proposed a $100 billion U.S. housing and urban development grant to provide up to $25,000 for down payments and closing costs. Now, this bill would also loosen credit standards with the goal of creating more home loans, which is similar to the subprime loan policy that tanked the U.S. economy in 2008. Now, Kamala Harris blamed the credit rating that she claims holds people back, and she proposed adding rent payments, cell phone payments, and utility payments that would go toward individual credit scores, but it could also destroy their credit score. This is the way to ensure more American blacks become dependent upon government or slaves to the state. People, we need to wake up. And what she's trying to do is she's actually offering this only to black Americans. And I'm going, are the black Americans that stupid or that naive to not recognize the walls? This goes to the old adage of how do you trap a pig, right? You go into the forest where you know the wild boars and pigs are eating, and you start putting food out there so that they constantly come to where the food is free, that they don't have to forage for food. Then you put a wall up, keep the food going, put another wall up, keep the food going, put another wall up. Now you got three walls and you put the food in, and when the pigs come to eat, you put the fourth wall up and you've trapped them. And it's this is the direction our government is taking us by giving us more and more entitlements, and now it is race-based. Now this is true division, because do you believe that other minorities are going to think this is a good idea? Or do you believe that anybody other than those who are receiving, because I'm telling you, what ends up happening is people justify, oh yeah, I deserve this. Oh yeah, I have this coming, which flies in the face of our fundamental documents, such as the Declaration of Independence, which means we're all created equal. We shouldn't have government doing and dictating who's the winners and who are the losers, whether that be race-based, whether that be gender-based, whether that be cultural or whatever. This is not just about dangerous division, though. She wants to create another massive bubble and inflate, or better stated, devalue our dollar and possibly even decimate these communities. Because what happens when all of a sudden people overextend themselves because they got free money and then they can't make their payments? What we need is we need, and this goes back to the stem of our primary problems in America. It all goes to the Constitution. But one of the greatest tools they've been successful in destroying our Constitutional Republic is the education. our education system has failed us dramatically because people do not understand economics. They don't understand finances. That's why so many people don't even know how to budget their money. They don't even know how to budget their time. And these are fundamentals. These are necessities. I was shocked when I learned that in college, one of the first classes you have to take is how to budget your time and how to be a better student. I'm going, are you kidding me? Really, we have to learn this? And the fact is, they don't teach it in school. They don't teach the fundamentals that are really necessary, economics, finance, and those types. I mean, that you cannot divorce yourself from money to survive. As you graduate from high school and get into the community to be productive, you have to be able to be stable financially and in so many other ways. And the school system is robbing our future by creating these Bolsheviks, these useful idiots that are ideologues for communism. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so J. Edward Griffin also reported, and this is kind of how, you know, how we need to do this. We need to start co-sharing. We need to actually start sharing this information and this news. But J. Edward Griffin is reporting, or at least last week in the Need to Know News, he reported that Breitbart had obtained intelligence that reveals the flow of immigrants from Mexico to Texas by the way of the Rio Grande River is controlled by two brothers. In other words, you can't cross this border until we bless you. Hector Sanchez Rivera and Ernesto Sanchez Rivera, the top two enforcers of the Gulf Cartel. The Gulf Cartel charges $300 to $500 per person to cross the waters. In other words, this is how corrupt Mexico is. $300 to $500 per person. So the money that these people are receiving, they want, and they are pumping money into our Democratic candidates who are screaming for an open border. Why? Because these guys stand to gain. Look at how many people are crossing the border on a month-to-month basis. 100,000 in that area alone with New Mexico and so forth? Are you kidding me? I'm here to tell you folks that these cartels are making bank And they are, they're influencing. If you want to talk about foreign influence in our elections, ding, 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 ding. And this is a huge contributor to the Democratic candidates. The U.S. Border Patrol arrests an average of 1,000 to 1,500 illegals per day in McAllen, Texas alone. 1,500 to 1,000 a day. That's 30,000 or more, right? 45,000 a month. And that's only in McAllen, Texas. So if you want to understand the magnitude of the problem and how these corrupt candidates are getting into office, it's literally due to money. So I'm here to tell you, Soros is pumping money into our elections. These drug and, you know, human trafficking cartels are pumping money into our elections. Everybody is buying because they're all making money off of our politics. If you want to reverse this, you have to get involved. You have to actually reach into your pocket and do things. I'm not asking anybody to help pay for my airtime or anything else. You know, I'd love it if I had a philanthropist that would cover all my costs, so we're no longer subsidizing this call to arms. You know, I don't want to call myself the modern day Thomas Paine, but the fact of the matter is the problem is the Constitution's not being complied with. We need to obtain compliance to the Constitution. Now, let me move on to this next little tidbit from G. Edward Griffin. And too bad Canada didn't become a part of our republic. Those five or six states up there could have easily morphed into the United States. And those good people would have the protections of the First Amendment, because this next story, this only proves that they do not have the First Amendment protection. A Canadian medical committee has ordered a chiropractor, Dr. Dina Churchill, to pay $100,000 to the Nova Scotia College of Chiropractors for professional misconduct after she posted messages on social media, get this, that warned people of the harmful vaccinations or the harms of vaccinations, and refused to delete her post when told to do so. The committee claims the vaccines are outside of the chiropractor's scope of practice. So if it's outside the scope, then they shouldn't have any regulation or shouldn't have any say over it. It's just her personal opinion, maybe not a professional opinion, but one can still have a professional and personal opinion. And she can use all the facts that she wants from other medical, whatever, right? I cannot believe this has happened up in Canada. Canada, what is, you're looking at us and going, what the heck's going wrong? You got to wake up. Maybe you need some red state coffee to, you know, get yourself woken up here. Canada's National Chiropractor Association's guidelines require, this is what kills me, chiropractors, quote, not to discuss vaccines in any capacity. You've got to be kidding me. That means you can't talk politics. You can't talk about anything. And this is something that if somebody wanted to be holistic and say, hey, we believe in, you know, a holistic approach as a chiropractor, they're tying your hands. According to reports, Dr. Churchill surrendered her medical license and entered into a settlement agreement with the College of Chiropractors, which required her to admit to being professionally incompetent. In other words, she was strong-armed and threatened and compelled. Friends, if you understand this, this is a statist government. And so she had to admit to professional incompetence as a result of incompetence arising out of mental incapacity. It is unknown whether Dr. Churchill made the admission of incompetency under duress, but I'm here to tell you that there's no way she would have done it on her own. No way. But now she's broke, now she's destitute, and now she has been crushed by the Canadian state. There you go. And That's what statist governments do. Can you think of any instance in history where truth required the force of law and the threat of punishment to protect it? Like in Germany, like in Russia. Yes, and it's coming to you and I here. So I can only make the assertion that when it comes to the truth, it shouldn't require any punishments and any types of threats like that. Here's the question I have for you now. What will be the number one issue for the 2020 election? And I'm proposing, because if you look at the number one issue for the 2016 election with Trump winning, what was that? Pretty much it was immigration, because everybody said that his one promise that he had to keep was getting that wall built. And so I believe that that's going to be the number one issue for the 2020 election as well. And here is a perfect fit for those deserving. And if you've listened to this show, you understand the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and how it bans people from public service. So here's a perfect fit for those deserving to be banned from public service via the Section 3 portion of the 14th Amendment. Democrat Representative Veronica Escobar was reported to have secretly sent staff to Mexico to coach as many as 6,000 asylum seekers on how to exploit loopholes under the, quote, remain in Mexico, close quote, policy by telling the migrants to pretend that they can't speak Spanish or that they have health problems. Huh. Why was she saying and asking them, well, they can't speak Spanish, when most of these folks can speak Spanish? Under the, quote, remain in Mexico, close quote, asylum policy, anyone returned must be fluent in Spanish because they have to live in Mexico for up to 5 years until their claim is decided. Well, isn't that interesting that Mexico can be so oppressive and so intolerant? But we have to accept people because they don't speak English? Are you kidding me? Mexico has an asylum policy that is so racist and discriminatory? Are you kidding me? Critics claim that the Democrats, instead of representing Americans, prioritize illegal aliens to gain their votes. And those criticisms do not fall flat, my friends. Look at what's been going on in California. We're political refugees. We vacated California in 2015 for a very, very good reason, because the California sentiments were moving towards the fact that they would rather protect illegals instead of their citizens. They would rather protect the illegals instead of protecting your life and your property as a U.S. citizen, as a citizen of their state. So why would anybody want to continue to stay in a state that says you are second class to the foreigners that have gotten here illegally, violating our laws, the enemies of our Constitution? So this blatant coaching and direct, quote, giving aid to the enemy, close quote, is a violation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Local leaders, as well as the national or federal public servants, all of these public servants are fighting federal immigration laws. And so these folks are the enemy. These folks need to be banned, as well as those people who are deliberately coming here to undermine our constitutional republic and to undermine our laws. It doesn't just end with coming here illegally. It comes with voting illegally. It comes with taking our welfare and taking advantage of accessing our programs illegally, taking people's social security. The fraud and the corruption just is abounding in this entire process. And it is all designed for one purpose and one purpose alone: to collapse our constitutional republic so that they can have a Bolshevik revolution and set aside the Constitution. That's coming, my friends. You are going to see the day, and it doesn't matter if you think Rush is right. It doesn't matter if you think Sean Hannity's right on their little myopic issues. The big problem is the setting aside of our Constitution. It's about the Constitution, and That's why we all need to be constitutional crusaders, but we will be back right after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
All right, so here you go. Are you sitting down? I hope you are. And whatever you're doing at this point in time, please take caution in listening to this next piece of information. This next piece of information actually boils my blood. And as a matter of fact, it reminds me of back when I was in the Marine Corps, and when the internet just finally hit the Marine Corps, when we, you know, commands actually had direct open access. One of the first things that they, you know, they did or they didn't do way back then, back in the 90s, early 90s, because it was shortly after I got out of the Marine Corps, that a coworker who had got himself addicted to porn and so forth, got arrested for actually being a part of a consumer of porn. But let me get into the story and you'll understand the type of porn he was consuming. J. Edward Griffin and the Need to Know News is actually in an investigation. Actually, by the way, he is just reporting this in the Need to Know News, but the National Criminal Justice Training Program, they did this investigation. They concluded that the U.S. Department of Defense is one of the top networks for peer-to-peer sharing of pornographic images of children. And it ranked number 19 out of the 2,819 networks that were examined. The problem is so pervasive among DOD employees and contractors that legislation has been written for increased investigation into these crimes. The illegal activity leaves the government perpetrators open to blackmail. And so they're concerned about these people being blackmailed for their clearances, but the heck with the kids, right? Are you kidding? J. Edward Griffin also investigated. And so I'm just going to move on from that because I don't want you to linger too long, because this is just terrible. Like I said, I knew a guy that got caught up in, you know, in and consuming porn while he was at work. And he ended up getting arrested, got thrown in the brig, and he tried committing suicide. I mean, this guy threw his whole life away. He just got married and had had a baby and got so perverse. It destroyed his whole family. And I just, I cannot impress upon you what a dark evil this is. Now, G. Edward Griffin is also reporting that video clips from a Riverside School District meeting purportedly showed the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, instructing how to teach sexual education to impressionable students. When we say impressionable, we're talking about too young to be able to receive this stuff. So they're using very explicit material about sex acts, contraception, homosexuality, gender theory, and how to help children obtain abortions without parental consent. So a conservative organization known as Our Watch reported that the ACLU Planned Parenthood, Riverside County, folks, if you're not listening, how many people in Riverside County are conservative? I dare you go look at the map. That is a red county. And so they're using these little bastions of indoctrination and government control to actually ram down your kids' throats. You cannot tell me the Bolshevik Revolution is not going to occur. Riverside County, you're under attack. Your family's under attack. I told you this year, everybody, every parent, while their kids are out of school, needs to have the open and honest conversations. Point out that their teachers aren't here right now. You need to point out the fact that the only people that really care about what happens to their lives happens to be standing right in front of them or in the midst of wilderness. If you go camping and you do this right, have these heartfelt conversations. Let your kids know that they are being indoctrinated. Anyway, this Our Watch has basically collaborated, or actually I should say the ACLU has worked with the California Board of Education and collaborated this new state law, AB 329, that revises student curriculum to progressive sex education. In response, and this is the same thing with your health care in California as well. They're mandating that your kids get vaccinated. They're mandating that your kids do not, you have no control over your kids anymore. In response to Our Watch and concerned parents demanding notification and an opt-out for LGBTQ lessons, the video footage appears to show ACLU instructions to teachers that opting out of just LGBTQ stuff is illegal and should be impossible. The ACLU claims that the video was doctored but failed to explain how it was doctored. You know what? With that, I think the ACLU actually ought to be investigated for RICO charge, racketeer, something. They need to be brought down because they are another parasite in America. Now, another G. Edward Griffin reported in Need to Know News, just so you know, almost all of this I'm getting from Need to Know News. Some of this may be on the regular news, but this one right here is Need to Know News. And Thomas Homan, who served as Obama's Executive Associate Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, for 4 years, responded to Oso the Communist's accusations that immigrant children are kept in cages by revealing the fact that those cages, quote unquote, were built by an under Secretary Johnson of the Obama administration. He said that the chain link dividers were built to separate and protect children from adults who were not related to them. And so also the communists. Here is, you know, this is almost perfect in marketing for the communists, if you understand, because what they're doing is they're creating things and they don't mention it. And then when the conservatives come along and they go, why do we got these? Oh, okay, that makes sense. Oh, okay, that makes sense. And then the communists come in and poke you in the eye for using something that they put in place. Is that not brilliant? And what happens is the mainstream media or nobody else really finds the source of this. It's just, oh, Trump's doing this. This is all about ideological warfare, ideological wiring, and how these people work. And I'll give you a good example of this. This is ideological wiring and how evil these people are, because J. Edward Griffin pointed out Kate Cronin Furman, a feminist who is an assistant professor at the University College London Department of Political Science, who authored a column in the New York Times encouraging leftists to dox. Do you understand what dox means? That means actually out somebody with documentation of where they live, their phone numbers, and so forth, and harass U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in their home communities to force them to face consequences for their work at migrant detention facilities. Are you kidding me? She recommends bringing abuses before international bodies like the UN, Human Rights Council, and foreign prosecutions of immigration officers. You cannot tell me that we are not in a direct warfare. She is also calling for boycotts against companies that provide food and supplies to the migrant holding facilities. What is she trying to do? She is trying to create such an adverse effect. And this shows how they are wired. They do not care about the consequences of this. These people working for ICE, these people working for the Border Patrol and so forth, and their families, their children and so forth, they don't care about the consequences. Remember the ideological wiring of the extreme leftists, the subjugatists, those who want and believe whatever the ends are, the ends justify the means. It does not matter. Or I should say, whatever the means are, they will kill you to get to where they need to go, that they can control you and oppress you. That's what a communist state does. But instead of using weapons, they're using their Bolsheviks and their useful idiots out there to lay their warfare upon you by using doxing or what have you. That's where we are, my friends. And it is going to... There's no doubt in my mind, I will probably be outed someday soon for a plethora of different reasons or what have you. But I'm here to tell you that these people that are fighting this ideological warfare, they are dangerous. They are a true threat, and they should be charged with treason because they are trying to undermine and overthrow our constitutional republic. Now, this next section I'm going to get into is another Section 3 penalty-worthy recipient. But looking over my shoulder, I see that I don't have enough time to get into all of the details. I am here to tell you, I'm going to start pointing out how these things are. And I've read through the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. This is where we ban public servants from ever being able to be a public servant ever again. We need to start using Section 3. It is, as I tell you, the Constitution is our weapon and our shield. It is all we need to put these people where they need to be. That's either behind bars in another country, or whether we actually get them out of office and harmless and put them on the streets where they belong. These folks are parasites. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am
trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.